Well, I'm gonna go ahead with this lesson, and we've talked about it before, but I wanted to get this news out. The information people keep talking about. I want to be in the Book of Life. There's a new name written down in glory. Things like that. So. Let's find out what the Bible says about the Book of Life. And I believe there are discrepancies that are taught, and that those discrepancies are all from not including enough of the scriptures. There are other scriptures than what they're using that have a bearing on it. And we've tried to include all the relevant passages of scripture. Let's look at to whom the book of Revelation was written. And that'll be where we start. Look at Revelation chapter 1, verses we'll look at 1 through 3, 1, 2, and 3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which he gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified by his angel unto his servant John, verse 2, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus and of all things that he saw. So John is bearing witness of the revelation given to him. Just like on the shore after the resurrection, John had a different revelation given to him, a different word than Peter. So the Lord can do that. We need to get in line with what he's doing. Look at verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth. What does John say? About who it is that's going to be blessed. Who's going to be blessed? He that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. And they have, it qualifies it. It says those that read it and those that hear the words of this prophecy. And by the way, it's not mystery. Revelation is not this mystery. It says it's this prophecy. They that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So the things that John writes about are for that time. The time at hand is what he's writing about, not necessarily that immediate time, but the time that these revelations given him relate to, when they are the times after the body of Christ has been caught up. They have to read it, they have to hear it, and they have to keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. That leaves us out. We're not in that group because we cannot keep the things that are written therein. Those to whom all the prophecy was written are Israel, and they're under the law. We cannot keep the things written about locusts and the moon turning to blood. We're not in a position to keep that until the time is at hand. The time is at hand is what John wrote. When the fullness of the Gentiles become into the body of Christ, then the time will be at hand to the people after that. The prophecy is for those who can read it and hear it and keep it at that time. We're not Israel. We're the body of Christ. We are not under the law, but under grace. Besides that, let's look at Galatians 2, verse 9 about John. What does it say about John? John is the one, inspired to write the book of Revelation. Well, let's see what John pledged to do and to whom John pledged to write. Galatians 2:9. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go to the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. According to Galatians 2:9, when John wrote the book of Revelation, he wrote it to the circumcision. The entire book of Revelation is to Israel, not to the body of Christ. It's about events that cannot happen until Israel's prophecy fulfillment resumes. None of Israel's prophecy is being fulfilled now. Look at Romans 1:1, Romans 11, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness, in part, is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. How long does that blindness continue? Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. In Acts 20, when Paul wrote that statement that we just read there, Romans 11:25, when Paul wrote it, Israel was still in a diminishing phase. They were still diminishing, and that blindness was in part. By the time of Acts 28, Israel was blinded, period, paragraph. That's it. They were blind, and they still are, spiritually blind. So the events of Israel's prophecy in the book of Revelation cannot resume until the fullness of the Gentiles become into what the Holy Spirit is baptizing believers into today, the body of Christ. You know what the fullness is when you can't can't put another drop in, then the glass is full. Pardon me. Blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And that completes the first part. The first part. The fact that the book of Revelation is written to Israel, and it's about Israel. It's not taking place today. Let's go on next part of this, these thoughts about the book of life. Excuse me just a moment, please. Let's look later in the book of Revelation, in chapter 20, verses 1 through, we'll go through 27, not all in one sitting, or at least not all in one breath, but starting with Revelation 20, verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of that dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Well, let me interject a note about our seal in the body of Christ. Our seal is not only placed on us by the Holy Spirit, our seal is the Holy Spirit. You are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit is much more powerful than the angel that was sent to, or is sent to seal Satan that we just read about there, we see in the book of Revelation that Satan cannot get out of that angel's seal. Well, certainly we are securely sealed in the body of Christ, being sealed not just by an angel, but with the Holy Spirit, who's God himself. So let's go on looking at Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had his mark upon their foreheads and in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Remember, that's not talking about the body of Christ or today. That's talking about Israel in the future. But the rest of the dead did not, the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. Well, this is the first resurrection. First one that John is talking about in relation to these events that happen after we're caught up to be with the Lord, after the body of Christ is resurrected and caught up into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and forever be with the Lord. Remember that 1,000 years, it means 1,000 years. It doesn't mean 900 years or 1,100 years or even 1,001 years. It means 1,000 years. God is very accurate in throughout the history of Israel. Several places you can find it says on the very day that, for instance, Methuselah, it was said that when he dies, it shall come. Well, I think that's what that's referring to when it says on the very day the rains started coming, the flood began that killed them out, the rest of the world except for those eight people that had kept clean before the Lord, not mixed with the other beings, I believe the fallen angels. So the Bible is inspired of God. The words of the Bible are inspired of God. It means what it says. It does not present itself to you for you to change it and say that it actually means this or it should mean that or it doesn't mean what it says, or even that God doesn't mean what he said or that God didn't know what he was talking about. Just a minute. Yes. God did know. We don't know, maybe, but God knew. He's your God. Let him be God. Well, furthermore, if you look in Revelation 20, verse 6, it says that they shall be priests of God and of Christ. Only Israel was told that they would be a priest of God. That's in Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. And that's further confirmation that Revelation 20 is talking to and talking about Israel. Well, let's read further in Revelation 20 where we started. Revelation 20, verses 7 through 10. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations, which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, that beloved and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's speaking of the fallen angels and Satan. And that's what happens to them. Let's now read on. We'll look at 11 through 15 verses. Revelation 20:11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. Well, that's what we've been talking about, or heading toward talking about, the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead that which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Well, praise God that we're not judged according to our works for salvation or not, whether we receive salvation or not. You'd better hope that you will have already appeared before the judgment seat of Christ by then, before the great white throne occurs, or else you'll be at this judgment ending in the lake of fire. We in the body of Christ are not judged by our works. For our salvation, that's not how God judges whether we are saved or to be saved or not. Whether we are saved or not. But we are judged by our works for our reward. Let's review verse 14 and 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We're in the body of Christ. We do not fit into any of that, do we? There is a reason for that. You can find out exactly why. The prophecies of this book of Revelation cannot start until the fullness of the Gentiles become into the body of Christ. That is when we, in the body of Christ, will be caught up to forever be with the Lord. And this is where that fits in, that catching up. And then afterward, the revelation. That is the trigger that allows Israel's prophecy to resume fulfillment. Then Daniel's 70th week begins to tick again after Israel had been cut off and Israel was allowed the acceptable year of the Lord. But when they rejected their Messiah and in Acts 7 blasphemed the Holy Ghost, Israel fell and that prophecy ceased. It stopped right there, waiting for the resumption of that 170th week. Excuse me again, please. So God revealed a new gospel by which to save unforgivable Saul of Tarsus, Paul. until God is done bringing believers in Paul's gospel of Christ into the body of Christ, Israel has no prophecy fulfillment. Israel is blinded and cast away. They're out of the picture temporarily. They're on pause, so to speak. So let's go on and see what happens to those people whose names are written in the Book of Life. We'll get into this more next time. I plan to go further in this tomorrow night and Wednesday night, and then not have meetings on Thursday or Friday. But we'll read in Revelation 21 now, starting at verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. S-E-A, sea. Peter speaks of that to Israel in his second epistle to Israel. It does not involve us. We will not be in that location. We will have already been caught up to heaven